Everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here again to have a wonderful healing session. And today is a special day. We just launched a new webpage on the website for auric protection, so you may want to check that out. You can go to creationlightship.com and just click on it, and it'll help you to get your auric field more in place, to have more energy around you for helping you to contain your own energy. And then also what's on there is a section where you can put somebody's name, if you wish, who you think or believe or know is giving you a psychic attack or a whammy or something, or just thinking bad thoughts about you. And by putting that name in, it'll help to clear them as far as what they're transmitting to you and give them some love energy so they can be more centered in their heart. So it could be a wonderful healing for somebody. They may change their attitude towards you instantly by doing this possibly. So I'll see if our co-host is on, Sylvia. And are you out there in cyberspace, Sylvia?
Yes, I'm here, and I'm so excited about this new webpage and can't wait to talk about it tonight, and very happy to be with you all who are listening, and welcome. If you'd like to interact with us during this hour, we would welcome that either by calling the radio show and talking to us live, or you can get onto the BBS Fast Chat. If you haven't done that before, it's just really simple. You go to the Creation Lightship page, and you'll see a link there called BBS Fast Chat. Just click on that, and it brings up a window for you. And then you can just type in any question you have or request or anything that you would like to ask Ron. Just go ahead and type it. And otherwise, if you want to call in, that'd be great, too. So if you want to take down the number here to call, it's 888-815-9756. That's 1-888-815-9756, and come on live and just talk. It's very nice to do, to talk with Ron about the Creation Lightship, about ascension, about healings, anything that you'd like to talk about. Just please go ahead and give us a call. So I'll turn it back over to you, Ron.
Yep, I'm here.
Okay, great. So turning it back over to you for now.
Yep, I got it.
Ball's in your court.
Yeah, I got it. I caught it. So here we go. So let's go and do emotional clearing here. And it's back 5 days. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And let's bring everybody into the present moment here. So this you may want to write down as far as a maybe affirmation. It's actually a command. So just trying to think what to say here. What you want to do is get out of your parallel lifetimes. So this is what I've been dealing with most recently in the last week with people about weird things happening. So what you want to do is do an affirmation, something like, I now command my body and my spirit to be here in the now, in this lifetime only. So you may want to write that down. So we'll just say it together. And just see if you feel some glitches or maybe, you know, some kind of funny feeling as you get brought into the present moment here. So let's just say that together. I now command my spirit and my body to be in this present lifetime right now. So anything like that would work for you. So I now command my spirit and my body to be in this present lifetime right now. And then you may want to add, and I now disconnect from all parallel lifetimes. You may want to try that and just see how it works for you. Naturally, everything, as you're in these parallel universes, you might feel yourself have a little glitch in your thinking process. That happens sometimes with a lot of people. They try to do something, and they find out that they're unable to do it, only because the darkness is here, and the darkness wants to keep you inside of a parallel lifetime. You don't know that until you finally come back here again. So it's very interesting to hear people talk about their experiences and to actually feel their body shift energies as this happens. So that'd be a good affirmation to maybe do 10 times a day. So if anybody out there has tried this right now, you might want to give a call in and maybe just tell people what you've experienced. So back to you, Sylvia.
Oh, that's great. What a wonderful affirmation. And, you know, Ron, can you talk a little bit about the kinds of things that, you know, maybe people aren't all familiar that are listening with parallel lives and the kind of things that they might experience when doing this kind of shift?
Yes. When you're not here, where are you? So most people don't understand that. They think that they're always here because naturally your senses that we're using to live on the earth here only relate to, you know, the energy of how our senses work and the amount of time that they're turned on. So remember, the dark side turns you off and on at a much faster rate, so you don't really know when you're not here. And that gets to be very disconcerting, especially when you really understand that. So they can take you off and you could be doing, you know, 1,000 parallel lifetimes the same time that you're doing this one here. And the deja vu patterns that people bring in, having deja vu just is an indication that you have been somewhere else and you happen to see this reality coming to you before it happened here. And that's kind of how it works. So one person did this and did this affirmation. This is where I got it from. And I never really thought about it consciously too much. It's very obvious once you understand it, and but he caught on to it, and he did the affirmation, and the eggs that he was going to use for cooking in the morning on a table that he just placed there, when he did the affirmation, they fell on the floor, and he felt his body kind of go through a little change in energy. Maybe he got moved over a little bit physically, but he was actually living, so to speak, a parallel life. And when he brought himself back here, you know, the mind energy still was the same. He didn't lose any visual sensitivity or anything else, but he did feel his body change because he went from one lifetime into the next, okay? Kind of much like blinking your eyes, you know. You blink your eye and maybe one time before you blinked your eye, you're in a parallel life, and you blink it again and now you're here. And everything still looks identical, because the dark side clones and brings all this energy to us. But what happened was, more than likely, he got moved over, let's just say a couple of inches, physically, and so did the eggs. Well, when the eggs got moved over, the counter that they were on no longer existed there, because the eggs were off the counter. So they're like in space, and they fell down to the ground. And this is kind of what he experienced. Someone else mentioned they felt like they had a shot given to them at night, and they felt that because that was a parallel life giving them a flu shot, I believe. And then other people have had other strange experiences like that, too. I gave the example a few days ago, I think, about the missing keys. And we've all had stuff that we, you know, have put down somewhere, and you lose it. Keys are a big one, or maybe even maybe your wallet or something else. You know that you put it in a certain location because you always do it, and lo and behold, it's not there. And then within a few days, all of a sudden it pops up, and you go, and how could it even be there? Because, you know, I walked over to this area. I looked there, you know, 20 times. You know, I took the drawer apart, and nothing was there, you know, moving all my socks around or something. And all of a sudden, now I look, and it's in plain sight. And how could it turn up there? Well, that's the parallel life. So you probably left it in a parallel lifetime. Took you a while to actually bring it back, and then when you did bring it back, you put it where you always put it, and all of a sudden it shows up there. So that's very common. So by doing this little affirmation where you're commanding your body and your spirit to be here in this now, in this lifetime on the earth, then that's going to help you to come into the present moment. And the sad thing is, like I say, you know, I always say, you know, if you're not home, who is? So now we have another piece to add to that, if you're not here, where are you? So anyway, that's interesting. So back to you, Sylvia.
Yeah, it is very interesting. And do you think that this is mostly why people experience the phenomena of deja vu, like you just go through something and you know you've just already gone through it, or you went through it, or you feel like you know that time and space?
Yeah, that is correct. And you're actually viewing the situation before it actually happened. And some people, instead of happening in this present moment, remember, it's like going to the cinema, and everybody, you know, in each individual movie that you're watching is the same scene that you're in, but there's different outcomes to it, and different situations appear. But, you know, it's all the same cast, and all of a sudden you end up being in one of those that could be identical to this, you know, what you're experiencing, and you bring back the energy to you just before it happens, maybe a millisecond or something before. And if you had a problem over there, maybe you don't have that same problem here, but the problem comes into your life here. But this is like aches or pains in your body. You know, like if you fell off maybe a bicycle riding it, well, here you're riding the bike, you don't fall off, but you go, man, I got this pain. Well, in the parallel life, you fell off the bike. Maybe you hit a tree. And this lifetime here that's real to you, maybe, you know, you see the tree and you have, wow, a close call. And you go, but I'm glad I didn't hit the tree. Well, in the other one, you did. And you wonder, gee, why does my shoulder hurt? Why do I have a bruise the next day? Okay, and this is kind of what happens. So remember, you only can bring in the energy of healing when you're in this lifetime, in the now. And one person asked me, well, how do I know if this is the real lifetime? And I go, oh, I hope it is, you know. anyway, we won't get into that one. That could get even more bizarre, you know. But, you know, you're in this lifetime here, and once you bring yourself back to it, then you should be okay. And you just kind of, you know, figure out for yourself when these glitches occur. Normally you get disempowered, and that typically is when you're in another lifetime, and maybe you're not responding the same way. And when you're in that other lifetime and you're living it and you bring back those memories, then you're not going to have your spiritual connections, because remember, the darkness is not where you want to live. You want to live in the light, and this planet is light. It may not seem to be light for you, but this is created by light. The other ones are created by darkness, so it'll be a whole different interference pattern there and dark side energy. So you want to be in this light energy where the earth spirit resides, not in some fabricated, cloned energy. So, I guess back to you, Sylvia.
So that kind of brings up a question, and maybe you already answered this, but so since we're in Earth time, we're at one kind of time that we've adopted here on Earth, and then in other universes or, I guess, parallel or cloned Earth or what have you, it could be a different type of time, a different time sequence than we have here?
Yes, it'd be much faster than this one, probably.
So essentially, in a parallel, then the future could have already happened, essentially, of what we would think of as the future.
That could be true, too. That'd be your predictions, yes. Uh-huh.
So then maybe how this ties into to certain types of you know, psychic readings and that kind of thing. Are people then reading into, when they're telling you what's going to happen, are they reading into these different lifetimes?
Yes, very possible they are. That would be correct. So it gets kind of, you know, to me it's kind of goofy. If you start looking at it here, there's probably another word besides goofy, but that's one that I can say in the air here.
Yeah.
And, you know, you wonder why things are going to hell in a handbasket around you. And it's probably because your energy's not here to do your manifestation in the now. So they take you out of this present now, and you think you're still living life. And you are, but you're somewhere else in a dark side planet without spirit energy connected to you. Your spirit goes there, but you have no way to manifest. And so you could be actually living a life elsewhere, and come back here for maybe 10 minutes a day and be away in these parallel lifetimes, and everybody else that's around you is doing the same thing that you are. And you wonder why your life is not working for you. So I hope everybody kind of gets that. Another way of saying it is, let's just say you look at the second hand on your clock, and there's 60 seconds per minute. So let's just assume that you're only here for one of those seconds, and you're living a lifetime there that's identical to this one. Your clothes are the same. You know, you're sitting on a chair. Your computer's the same. You know, the doorbell rings. You know, your friends come to that door. It's the exact same thing because you're following this script. And when you break it up and you finally realize that you want to be here, then all of a sudden you come into this lifetime, and it'll look the same to you. It's not as if you're going to all of a sudden be driving a car down the freeway when you're watching your TV. It'll be identical to this one. And all of a sudden, when that happens, you become into this reality. So instead of being out for maybe, say, 59 seconds and only being here for 1 second a minute, then you can be here for the whole minute. And then you can make your spiritual connections because your spirit is here to help you out with your creativity. So I hope that makes sense to everybody. And I don't mean to say that you're not here for 59 seconds out of the minute, although that could be a possibility. But you definitely need to take control of your life. And the only way you're going to take control of your life is to be here in the now, which is what everybody talks about, be in the now. They don't talk about parallel lives. They just talk about you maybe daydreaming out of your body, going someplace, you know. But you do have to be conscious that there is parallel lives that the dark side puts you into. This affirmation will tell your spirit to, like, wake up, get online, and bring your body back here and your spirit back here. Remember, you have to command your spirit to do healings on you. And this would be like the healing. So I hope that helps everybody out. And if somebody would love to call in to tell me what they experienced during this affirmation, that'd be wonderful. And I think I may have heard a beep. I'm not sure. Did somebody call in about a minute ago?
Yes, I'm Larry. Hi, Ron. Hi, Sylvia.
Hi, Larry.
Hi, Larry.
What words
of wisdom? Yes, I'd like to comment on that, Ron. That's excellent. Yeah, it's not what a lot of people think, Ron, that sometimes they think the relatives, the relations have abandoned them, and it's not really so. It's a spirit that leaves our physical body that is visiting the shadow body and a shadow in the dark side universe that has abandoned us. And then it seems that entities can come into us because we're vacant, we have left our body. They come in to leech off of us, off our life force, and we become weak. And that seems to be what's going on, because last Monday I felt kind of weak, and I was really struggling during the program, and I think that's what was happening to me at that time.
Interesting. Yeah, very, very possible. So as you start realizing more of what's going on, you can become more self-empowered.
Mm-hmm.
And that thing is, you know, to understand that, you know, you have to be responsible for everything. When you get more knowledge, more information, we'll say, then you're able to become more self-empowered to make a better life for yourself.
Mm-hmm. It's sure going to help me a lot to know where the problem lies, because it's not simple psychology. It's a spiritual intervention that is happening to us, and it leaves and it comes back and things like that, and the entities come in or they leave. And it's all these other aspects that are going on that people haven't understood, it seems, that is the problem.
Yep, that is correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay, I guess I would like to request a healing on that then, and I appreciate the input.
Okay, well, we could do some entities here and shapeshifters. Does that work for you tonight, Larry?
Yes, that would be very fine. Thank you.
Okay, so thank you for calling and explaining a little more of what
okay.
I did. So thank you. So here we go. Let's get out some entities. So since we're talking about parallel lives here, let's make the show a little more interesting and intriguing for everybody. So let's get rid of entities that jumped over from a parallel life into you. So here we go. Oh, geez. Ready, Sylvia?
Yeah, I'm ready. Everyone put your seatbelts on and enjoy the ride here.
Yep, let's rock and roll. Here we go. So these are entities from parallel lives that jumped into your body. So we're taking those out. So let's go back 5 days ago. and I got to do a lot of clearing here, more than normal. So here we go. We'll start. I'll have everybody select an area in their body that maybe they have pain or something, okay? And yes, our spirit doesn't necessarily allow us to be taken. That's the question, does it allow it, and why would it do that? Well, it's more than that. It just doesn't know. Remember, your spirit's been weakened, and it takes on the belief of you. And so what you don't know is going to hurt you. So this is the whole thing. That's part of a belief system, too, you see. So this is why having the information is so powerful. I'm still clearing Monday, five days ago. We're clearing 5 days ago here for everybody. Wow. Heard another beep there.
Well, I think, Ron, maybe you just opened up a whole new, quote-unquote, can of worms.
We got a can of worms here.
So yep.
Days ago, and I think we have a caller, so I'll clear as the caller comes on, I think.
Hi, who's there?
Hi, my name's Nicole.
Hi, Nicole. Thank you for calling in.
And
go ahead.
My question is that I find during a certain time of the month, as a woman, I'm more susceptible, I guess, to, I feel like I'm really not here. You know, I'm not quite here, and I wondered if there's a certain energy that women who are menstruating I wonder if there's any correlation between feeling like you're being leached on, because sometimes I feel like someone's sucking my energy during this time of month. And I want to know if any other women feel this way, or if there's any sort of correlation between us menstruating and kind of not being here, how it affects our hormones. And also, I know that a lot of traditions, for example, Judaism, you know, women, you're not even allowed to be around them. They're not allowed to pray. In Islam as well, you know, during fasting for Ramadan, women who are menstruating are, you know, sort of not supposed to pray or fast. Is there any sort of correspondence to not being here and to also being susceptible to various energies from other realms?
That's a really good question.
Yeah.
I personally have heard that the, you know, what would be called the veils can be thinner at that time for women, but I don't know. Ron, do you want to take that up and see if you get anything?
Well, one possibility could be having your eggs taken, you know, by the extraterrestrials, possibly, during or around that time. That could be a possibility of a regular abduction. That's about all that I could probably think of this exact moment as I'm doing this clearing here. I know that could be, you know, very disconcerting, but that could be one of the possibilities why you feel like you're not here, maybe, you know, not consciously here too much. That could be equated to maybe using the New Age term of not feeling grounded or something. Boy, that's a good one. I don't know what to say on that. I would say that the abduction process with having eggs taken could be one reason. I hate to go into that too much, but that's a possibility. You'd have to ask your spirit to validate what I'm telling you here. But,
okay.
They do stuff like that, okay?
Okay.
So, I know that probably is not the answer that you want to hear, but that's what would come to mind here. So I'm on the second, 2 days from now here. So thank you for calling.
Yeah, thank you. It's a very interesting question, and it kind of brings up another thing, Ron, and I'll just ask you that while we're on this topic and while you're continuing with the clearing. And that's the subject.
Okay.
What's that?
If Nicole has another question, too, that'd be fine if she wants to ask another one.
Okay. No, that was really about it. I always feel really out of it when I'm on my period, and I know other women feel that way, too, and probably the men that they live with can attest to that, too. You know, we're not quite ourselves during that time.
Totally, yeah. Well, you know, Ron, you were talking about the grounding, and Nicole, if you'd like to stay on for this, that'd be great. You mentioned the term grounding, which is sometimes used in the New Age community, and if you could just talk about, you know, I get the whole concept of grounding being that you want to bring your spirit energy into your body, into the present moment, so that you're here and now, so that you can, you know, actually be here and do your manifestation and your creative process and live your life. But some people, in order to accomplish that, kind of use, you know, I guess cordings or different attachments or, you know, imaginative processes to kind of attach themselves to the earth in order to, as a way, so that they feel like they're grounded here. So can you talk about the difference between, you know, like how, you know, we can ground ourselves essentially just right into our bodies and not have to attach to the earth?
Yeah, well, you're automatically connected to your body with your spirit. And so maybe some people, through allowing, remember, it's your actual free choice, free will, while your spirit leaves you. So another way of stating that is that most people going through the dramas and traumas of life and living in the energy of judgment actually kick the spirit out of their body, because the spirit does not live in the darkness of judgment. Okay? So as you kick your spirit out of your body, then you want to bring it back in. So most of the time, you're working with getting it out of your body, doing that manually. So now you want to bring it back in. Well, just bring it into your body. You don't have to force your spirit into the earth, which is what people do. They try to stick their spirit into the earth energy itself to keep it held captive here. And then they think that they're grounding into the earth, okay? Now, your body is already attached to the earth just by its energetic makeup of being elements of the earth. So your body's not going to float away. And so I don't understand why people who go into meditation typically ground into the earth, okay? I just don't, for me, I don't even know whoever came up with that process. You know, they should just call their spirit back into their body and, you know, eliminate grounding to the earth, you know, or placing that energy somewhere else outside of yourself. I just don't understand it. I mean, when I was, you know, was basically taught about meditation and I did a few meditations, as soon as I did that, I lost all of my spiritual information. I'm following this guided meditation. And it's pretty standard, you know, the person guiding this meditation, you know, would say, well, you know, we're going to now go out and do something here, and you want to ground your body. So you want to ground to this crystal in the center of the earth or something like that. You've probably all heard something similar, you know, or to the core of the earth or something. So I you know, was just following along, and this is probably about 30 years ago. And all of a sudden, you know, my channel went dead. I went, wow, this is weird. I'm supposed to be doing this meditation to be plugged in more spiritually to my spirit in this meditation process, and I'm getting, like, nothing. And then, you know, now I'm hooked into mind energy. My spirit now has stuck into the earth, okay? So I'm listening to what the person's saying, you know, about going up, you know, this whatever, up a mountainside, you know, and finding a crystal room there or something, you know, and maybe walking down steps. You know, you've all heard different things like this here. And so you kind of follow this around, going through this little trip of whatever they're doing, you know. You don't know where you're going, but they're guiding you someplace. Then at the very end of the meditation, the guided ones anyway, they always say, well, kind of wiggle your feet, move your arms around, you know, feel your body, and be here now. So now your spirit goes, okay, I'm told to be here now. Now I'll come back to where I came from, initially where I was grounded into the earth someplace where I was commanded to go to. So listen to your commands, and then it comes back into your body. So maybe other people, maybe their spirit's out anyway, and it came in, and now it leaves. For me, my spirit doesn't leave me. So I just force it out of my body. So I don't know if that helps anybody or not, but there's no reason to ground. You just want to bring your spirit into your body. You know, it's like, you know, why don't you take your spirit and run into somebody else? You know, that's what you're doing when you try to ground to the earth. The earth doesn't need you. It doesn't even want you there, you know, because this is its own life form. You know, you would not want to go into your neighbor, you know, body, you know, or go into a car or anything else. But you can do that with your spirit. You can command it to go wherever you wish to send it to. And that's kind of ridiculous. So your spirit has to be with you to protect you. If it's not with you, what's going to protect you from entities? So it must be your spirit is your only protection. And when I was talking about on some of the workshops that I had getting back to spirit energy, some people don't trust their spirit. They never connected to their spirit. They don't know what it is. So what they do is they use the religious icons, like, for instance, Archangel Michael, etc. And so those energies, because we believe in this, that these energies are so great and powerful, that sometimes your spirit, because it is light, can pose as one of these angels on your shoulders or something. So when you have a reading, they go, oh, boy, you have Archangel Michael, you know, on your right shoulder, and maybe Archangel, say, Ariel on your left, Jesus in front of you. Well, all this could be your spirit, because posing as these energies, because it is of light. And because you don't trust your spirit in your heart, it has to come some other way to you, which you are going to accept, okay? And this is what people normally... This is what can happen to them. So if you ask your spirit, you know, did you ever come to me as so-and-so, it would probably say yes. And the reason would be because you didn't honor and trust that your spirit's that powerful. You had to get something else that you thought had more horsepower than your own spirit. And that's why people use these religious icons, because they're so disempowered that they have to look for something that they think is greater. So I'll just, you know, add that. So back to you, Sylvia, and back to you, Nicole.
Are you still with us, Nicole? Maybe Nicole had to hang up. Well, you know, so it would be interesting for Nicole and others, if they were experiencing the same thing that she was, to, you know, just do these affirmations and work more at being in their body and in the present time and present moment. You know, during any time that they might feel a tendency to not be here. And we had a request, I think, on the fast chat earlier to actually have those affirmations repeated. I think people were probably trying to get paper together and write them down. So would you go over them one more time for us, Ron?
Yeah, so this is kind of like winging it here. I didn't write anything down myself either. So the affirmation would be, a command, number one. Remember, you have to command your spirit, so, and your body. So I now command my spirit and my body to be in this present lifetime now. And then after that, you want to say, you know, I now disconnect maybe myself, my consciousness, whatever seems to work for you, you know, your spirit, whatever, from all other parallel lifetimes. And that really means that you're disconnecting yourself from the darkness. You want to be here now. So I know I said a lot, but you could probably write it down. Whatever is the most simplest for you to do. Remember, spiritual healings do not require a lot of information. Okay? So doing a very long, elaborate I hate to use the word prayer, but affirmation or whatever. You know, you want it to be right to the point, very simple, so that it's going to work. And, you know, you want the words to be very clear with a very simple meaning. And so to me, that would be, to me, very simple. Because you're commanding yourself here, now, in this earth plane, you know, in this lifetime, your body and your spirit. So whatever seems to work for you would be great. And you can listen to the archive also probably tomorrow and hear what I initially said first. Because I don't know what I exactly said because I'm in the moment. So I'm just trying to look back upon the history, going back in time, which is, you know, there is a history. But I'm in the moment, so that's kind of what I could tell you to do. Maybe listen to the archive again. But whatever is the simplest thing for you to say is you have to command yourself to be in the now here, body and spirit. And the mind energy you don't want because the mind energy is the darkness. So you want to disconnect your mind from mind energy. That's another way of saying it, too. Remember, in the expos and wherever else, most of them are body, mind, and spirit. So you have body, which is, you know, created by the light. That's light energy. Spirit is light energy. And mind is the darkness. So you're mixing all those things together. And you don't really want to have the mind involved. And once you understand that, you're going to realize how much you've been deceived in this lifetime and what all your books teach you when you read it, because you're reading all this information from the universal consciousness, you know, collective consciousness, universal mind, all this stuff, which is the darkness, attempting to tell you, you know, how you have to live your life. And you have it all inside of you with your spirit. And the more you read, the more you learn as far as that information, the more you're entangled in the darkness, because you're bringing in programs. Remember, you're running programs. This is what you're doing. You want to get deprogrammed. And your spirit can do that. When you're in the present moment, in the now, you're not running a program. Your computer is turned off. When you're in the mind energy, you know, you have all these programs. Now, what are you running? Are you running your main system is Windows 95, an old operating system? Now, if you think about that, think of your parents, okay? So they may be running, you know, the system before, you know, Windows 95. I remember Radio Shack had computers out there, and they had one of the, you know, maybe a DOS program or something, you know. So you have maybe your grandparents are running DOS, okay, and your parents are running, you know, maybe Windows 95. This is why they don't relate to each other too much, okay. And maybe you're running Windows, what is it, 98, I believe. And then maybe your children are running ME, and maybe their children, if they have any children, maybe are running Windows Vista. Then they all work, but this is why you probably have a different consciousness, because you're running different operating systems. So you might think about that. So just take your computer, and whatever is related to your computer is how you're being used and run. And naturally you have your memory, which is your genetic cellular memory. So how far back does it go? What programs do you have in there that's running dormant? And then you have the viruses, okay, and stuff like that. And that's all hidden stuff that you don't know how it works. So anyway, back to you, Sylvia.
Yeah, it's a very interesting parallel between the computer program and the mind kind of matrix program, and that's a great way of making it easier for us to understand. So I think we had a request earlier to, when you were talking about the parallel lives and so on, to actually do a sample of the clearing. I don't know if you've finished with the entity clearing.
Yeah, I did that. I just finished that. Yeah, I was doing that during the process. So those are the entities gone from parallel lifetimes. So I will do the entities from people that lived on this earth plane. So here we go. So 5 days ago, well, these are much easier to clear because there's probably much, you know, way less of these here. Well, that's done. 4 days ago, and 3 days ago, 2 days ago, and today. So we'll see what that does for you. You know, remember, you're running these patterns, so it depends where the entities, you know, come into you in your operating system, you know. So it's, remember that when they come into you, then you're not fully conscious and you're running their program, their lifestyle. So you always want to be in the moment with your spirit so that you can get out of this stuff. Most people, when they are heart-centered, when their thoughts come from their heart area instead of their head, all of a sudden they have much more clarity. And then you're at free choice, free will. When you're in the mind, you think you have free choice, free will, but you have all the programs running. And a lot of times you don't pick the right program to use because the program that you're using may not be always the correct one. And even though there are some good programs in your mind, your true answer for the right way to live your life, we'll say, would be in the heart center. And then you're out of the confusion. Otherwise, when you're in the mind, you're always in confusion. Back to
yep.
you. Yep.
So, getting back to that request, would it be possible to have a sample of the parallel life clearing itself?
Yeah, okay. So, there's so many parallel lives.
I think the request was for the cloned Earth.
Okay. So, since we're coming to the end of the year, basically, and a lot of people might be feeling the climate changes, okay? So you may have maybe a runny nose or finding yourself with sinus problems or something. Let's do a parallel lifetime where you're really, really sick, okay? Remember, these energies jump back into this one here. So we'll pick the parallel life that you're probably in the hospital with breathing difficulties. I'm going to take you out of that one. Remember that they can come in and cross over. And you may not be, you know, completely, you know, under the weather, but there you are. We'll just see if you feel better. So here we go. So we release you out of this parallel life, and there could be hundreds of them. So all the ones where you're in the hospital because of breathing difficulties at this time of the year. I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. We'll just see if anybody can breathe better. Because now you're out of those, okay? And these are on cloned Earth planets. And now we'll do the ones that are not Earths. These are dark side planets. Also where you have a cloned body running around. And if you haven't seen the movie Surrogates yet, you might want to watch that. That's kind of what we're looking at upcoming here, probably for humanity, basically. So, unfortunately, it's shown a lot of clones there and how they have their physical bodies that are kind of falling apart. We'll say maybe they're older, they don't like themselves, they don't look young, and these things are manifested that way. So this is kind of a way to look at clones, okay, in one lifetime, but they're being run by the people. So it's kind of very similar how the dark side runs this. But there's some good parallels there. So here we go. This clearing is for planets that you don't know anything about typically because they're not recognizable to you in this lifetime. So these are where you're still having troubles breathing difficulties. So 1, taking you out of these. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. Okay, Sylvia. And we could probably have a caller call in. We got probably another, good 10 minutes to go here.
All right. Well, we have some questions on the fast chat, so let's take up some of those while we're waiting for another caller. Let's see. We had a question about how we can clear our ancestral programs.
The only way is to have the light ship do it for you. That's basically it. In the ancestral programs, it would be your emotional clearing. There's many invisible bodies that store this. So the emotional clearing does work with your DNA, and the RNA is what you produce, I believe, in this lifetime. So that's your current stuff, but the DNA is the past. So I have a sensory clearing that can eliminate some of this emotional baggage from you. This lifetime would be the emotional clearing. And then from there, you may have to go deeper in different topic areas. You can check on the list of services. But those two clearings are very beneficial. And then from there, you find out what else you need. But you have to start someplace. You start with the emotional clearing first, and then you do the sensory clearing with the C. And the sensory clearing goes back to your first incarnation here. But your body can still be here longer than that, okay? Now, in Jesus' time, when he talked about the sins, you know, of the fathers passed on to the son, and it goes back seven generations, kind of paraphrasing there. At that time, seven generations going back in time was enough to clean people out, okay? Otherwise, it would have said 10 generations or 15 generations, so that the judgment energies and the energies of, say, people seeking knowledge, reading books, etc., was very limited. And so going back seven generations, 2,000 years ago, probably would have cleaned out your DNA very nicely. But from then to now, it takes much more than that. So we do seven generations on the website if you wish to do that, and it does go back and get rid of a lot of stuff that you're dealing with in this lifetime that's popped up. But, you know, it's a way to do more healings on you. Normally we just do this lifetime. This is what you're dealing with mainly, but all the hidden stuff goes back further. So if you have a clearing done and it doesn't feel like it got it, then you might want to look at, is there a different issue? Well, it's emotional clearing, people live in feelings. So if I do an emotional clearing, you may want to do a feeling body clearing because that takes a little bit more off of you. If you live in trauma, then you may want to do a trauma clearing. But the emotional one, it's rid of about 95% of your stuff. And then you must do, I'd recommend having the, to keep current, get the unlimited clearing along with that or afterwards so that you're always able to go on the website, as long as the website is up, and do the clearing and stay current. Otherwise, you know, like when Jesus was here, when he walked the earth, the clearings worked. When he left, they stopped. And so through the religion process, they tell you that he's still here doing these things. He's not. You know, the light ship came in 2005, so from when Jesus left until 2005, every clearing done by the churches in the name of Jesus was not ever done. It wasn't performed by the light. It was performed by the light of the darkness, and Jesus was brought forth and manifested by the darkness, and it could do healings. Remember that since the darkness gave you these problems to begin with, the darkness can take it away. And the darkness has the complete track record of what they gave you. So that's the unfortunate thing. The light only works in the now. So the light does not have anything in the future. It has to figure out what darkness actually is, because it never created darkness. And so that's the problem with the whole system of the light, is that the light gave everybody free will, free choice. And people abused that and turned and went to the darkness. This is why you have genetic cellular memory, because you brought it into yourself. And all the thoughts that you have are doing that. If you're in your heart center, then there's no thoughts. So if you stay in your heart, you're not bringing thoughts into your body to program it full of stuff. So it's interesting how if you take words and take the letters out of a word, then the letters are meaningless, but the words mean something to you. So I give that example at my workshops here. If you take the word fear, F-E-A-R, just the letters F-E-A-R does nothing for you. It doesn't cause your stomach to get twisted or anything else. You know, but when you say the word fear, once they're combined together, now they have a meaning, and that meaning is what you're running and using in your program that you have stored inside of yourself. Remember, that's one of your running programs that may not be, seen by you, but you still have the fear but F-E-A-R means nothing to you. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so let's see. We've got a question from Ed, and I guess this relates to when you go to the lightship and how they have the quarantine area. And his question is, if light does not know what darkness is, why quarantine rooms?
Oh, the main reason is if you went to the lightship and the lightship saw darkness or the lack of you being there, okay, and saw foreign energy in your body, it would automatically get rid of that because you could not go on to the lightship when there's darkness there, because then the darkness would infiltrate the light. And so basically, you would probably be destroyed by the light. Now, naturally, what was not light would be taken away, but the parts of you that were not in the light would never affect the light. But the darkness would be taken away. So the quarantine rooms, what they're for on the lightship, outside of the lightship, is to find out the parts of you that have darkness in it. Then they have to reconstruct or go out and find the part of you that's missing. So if you have a puzzle piece of your hand, and you make a picture of your hand, a photograph, and you cut it up, you know, like a puzzle, and you color in maybe 10 pieces of that puzzle, maybe you have 100 pieces, and you color the pieces, you know, make them black, well, the light chip would see your hand as light, but where it's darkness, it'd be missing. So it would start to destroy the darkness because it would be invading an invasion in the light if it were to come onto the light shift. It's a foreign energy. There's still energy there. The light only knows light. Now it has to figure out what that darkness is. And in the process of figuring out the darkness, it only works in the now. The darkness has a preconceived script. Now the light has to go out and look at the darkness to find out where is that puzzle piece? Where are those 10 puzzle pieces? Because the darkness now has them. Because they're missing. So it has to go out and experience darkness, and it doesn't know what darkness actually is, because the darkness is in its own reality of consciousness, never created by the light. So I hope that answered that question.
Thank you, Ron. And boy, I noticed that our time is just drawing to a close here. So before we get off the air, I just want to mention two things, and one is the new web page. We haven't talked about it a lot, but it was mentioned at the beginning of the hour, but sometimes people come in, you know, partway through the broadcast. So there's a new web page, and Ron, if you can just give a brief description of it, that would be great.
Yeah, so the new web page is on the website on the left-hand side. It's in red. And it says light infusion, and what that does is put light back into your auric field, so it's auric field protection. You can click on that if you wish, creationlightship.com, and you're going to feel wonderful with that. And that's what I'd recommend doing. You can clean your auric field for 30 minutes. You can do it for an hour or 8 hours. Some people will feel that they're under attack. They want to ask for protection, so the auric field is a good way to help to protect the body. You can also do different parts of you, like the front side, back side, and just click on there. It's very user-friendly. Also, we added to it an intensity for your body if you wish to feel more energy, and that's very nice. The healing is the same, but some people really want to feel the energy coming into their body. And you can also put in there somebody's name who maybe is giving you attack energies, you know, drilling holes in your auric field, affecting you. So you can put their name in, and that will allow them to disconnect from you. Mainly it's going to probably fortify, make their auric field stronger so they can't project out of itself because they're having light there. The light will, like I said, destroy the darkness. And then also it'll make them become probably more heart-centered to be in the present moment, so their whole life might change. So, back to you, Sylvia.
And as I understand it, Ron, people can do this for their pets and animals too, which obviously they can sometimes suffer those kind of psychic attacks or problems, which is awesome. And the other thing is, as far as I understand it, this is a free service that you've made available for people, which is beautiful. And there is a donation link for people who would like to just use PayPal, I think, to make a little donation for their beautiful clearings when they use the service.
Yes, and we have our special call this Saturday, a four-hour ascension call, 1 o'clock PST, 4 o'clock Eastern. It's a four-hour call where we go to the lightship and we do water charging. We charge seven containers of water. Typically, most people probably get at least half a gallon to 1 gallon of water apiece. And it's a wonderful call. We do it once a month, and this time it's going to be coming up this coming Saturday. So you can click on the website, the very top of the page, and it'll give you a link if you wish to get on that. And the price is $60. So our time is running out here. So I'll say blessings to all of you. Our next show will be on Friday, and it'll be on Station 2 in place of Station 1. And it's the same basic time, but 5 minutes earlier. So I'll say blessings to all of you, and have a wonderful evening. Bye, everybody.
Good night, everyone, and blessings. We'll see you Friday. Bye-bye.